The UN report says Ivorian diamonds are still being sold on the international market in breach of a UN ban imposed almost a year ago. According to the report, diamonds from rebel held towns in the Ivory Coast are being smuggled into Ghana for export, which is illegal under the UN imposed ban. The UN Security Council imposed a diamond embargo on Ivory Coast in a bid to keep the rebels held north from profiting from the gems. Ghana, a non-permanent member of the United Nations Security Council, faces a possible ban on its rough diamonds export when the Security Council discusses so-called blood diamonds later this week. Blood diamonds, also known as conflict diamonds, are diamonds mined in war zones that are then sold, usually clandestinely, to finance the fighting. Ghana is also subject to the Kimberley Process, an international initiative started in 2002 to prevent the sale of conflict diamonds used to fund wars in Angola, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Sierra Leone, and Liberia. Aristotle Kose is the managing director of Precious Minerals Company Limited, the government agency in Ghana that supervises the trade in diamonds and gold. He says the UN report is wrong.
It is inaccurate to say that conflict diamonds are being exported through Ghana. We pre-inspect all the parcels that are shipped out of Ghana, and we are sure that they do not contain conflict diamonds.
Between 2000 and 2005, Ghana's diamond export levels increased by 210%. Susie Sanders is a campaigner of Global Witness in London, an international association that focuses on the link between the exploitation of natural resources and the funding of conflict and corruption. She says her organization and others that want to end the sale of blood diamonds are asking that restrictions on diamond smuggling get tighter.
So we're calling for the Kimberley Process to become much stronger to make sure that countries like Ghana, that neighbour Cote d'Ivoire, and that have been accused of certifying conflict diamonds from Ivory Coast and exporting them, to make sure that those countries' governments have strong control systems in place to make sure that they aren't exporting neighbouring countries' conflict diamonds.
In Ghana itself, organisations are calling on the government to take action so that the country is no longer accused of trading in blood diamonds. Though the official of Ghana's Precious Minerals Company has commented on the UN report, the country's Ministries of Foreign Affairs and Mines have yet to say anything about this. FM Dubi for VOA News, Accra.